Guardian angels protect, Our Lady guides, Rosary conquers evil. Discover how viewers find strength and faith with Padre Pio. Stay tuned to hear their testimonies.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Before delving into today's testimonies, shared by our cherished viewers about their encounters with spiritual attacks, I want to extend my heartfelt gratitude for your continued support and uplifting comments, and of course for your personal testimonies that you so generously share with us. Thank you from the heart. For those of you tuning in, if you have your own stories or experiences with Padre Pio that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share them in the comments section below or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Now, as many of you following our channel already know, Padre Pio faced relentless assaults from demons throughout his life. These attacks went beyond mere temptation, manifesting in actual physical beatings. While such occurrences are thankfully rare, temptation remains a daily struggle for most, if not all of us, even those of profound holiness. Demons often employ cunning tactics, for example, convincing us that our sinful inclinations are simply natural human behavior. One of our viewers, Michael, expressed this reality in a comment. He shared, "This is exactly the way Satan tempts me, by making sin appear to be perfectly normal human behavior. If one temptation doesn't work, Satan will quickly move on to another tactic. It is so easy to be fooled when my prayer life begins to flatter even the least bit. Saint Padre Pio, thank you for your holy examples." Indeed, thank you, Padre Pio, for your examples. I too have noticed that when I neglect my daily rosary, temptations start kicking in like crazy, which is, now that I think about it, one of the reasons why I stay motivated. This might be precisely why God allows such temptations, to keep us motivated to pray. Thank you, Michael, for sharing your experience. Furthermore, regarding spiritual attacks, a viewer named Peter shared some profound insights. He remarked, "Isolation is a massive danger. When you feel isolated, you are more likely to give in. We have to remember that however isolated we feel, we are surrounded by armies of angels at all times, especially our own guardian angel." Now, these are some profound words. We mustn't forget that God is omnipresent. He never leaves our side. And also, every person is blessed with a guardian angel to protect him. So, we are indeed never truly alone, no matter how lonely we might feel at times. Bringing these truths to mind, in moments of solitude, when temptations start coming, is a good way to not feel abandoned and hopeless. Praying for the intercession of our guardian angel and Our Lady Mary is essential in such moments. Padre Pio followed this practice, and years later, we hear the same advice from various exorcists. Thank you, Peter, for sharing your thoughts. Before we continue, I want to invite you to join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. Members have special material and spiritual benefits. And one such benefit are masses celebrated especially for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV said, "The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death." This will help our work to provide spiritual support of Padre Pio for souls in need in these trying times. It's simple to join. Click the link in the description below to find out more. Our next comment comes from Stephen, who shared his struggles in a period before his baptism. Please note that Stephen's comment was written about a year ago, so he would likely be baptized by now. He shared, "Saint Padre Pio, please pray for me, as I am getting baptized and confirmed this Easter. None of my family will be there, except for my son who is Catholic and the whole of the family. And the spiritual attacks are coming in abundance. But I'm going to run my race with Saint Padre Pio next to me. May Jesus shine the light of his sacred heart over you as soon as you read this and when you don't. Amen." I have noticed that in times before important feast days, such as Christmas and Easter, the temptations tend to get stronger, as if the demons are working extra hard to make us fall before these holy celebrations. I would imagine it would be similar for those about to receive baptism or confirmation, or maybe even the sacrament of holy matrimony. If any of you watching have noticed this spike in spiritual attacks before important spiritual moments, please let me know in the comments section below. Thank you, Stephen, for sharing your experience, and congratulations on your baptism, especially despite the lack of family support. I can't imagine it was easy. And last but not least, a viewer named Noel expressed, almost poetically, "The evil one is always in my ears and hovering around my mind. But the fear of the Lord, the love, grace, and mercy is in my heart. Padre Pio is never far away. The Holy Mother always there to guide us. The light of her Son there to guide us." Noel, your candid expression is truly inspiring. Thank you for sharing your profound insight. I pray that you find relief from these constant attacks. As a conclusion to this video, I would like to remind all of you watching that many saints have spoken about the enduring nature of temptation. They often emphasize that temptation is a constant reality of the human condition, and that it persists throughout one's life. Saints like Saint Augustine, Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint John of the Cross, and of course Saint Padre Pio, among others, have written about their own struggles with temptation, and the ongoing need for vigilance and reliance on God's grace to resist it. These saints often emphasize that as one progresses in holiness, the nature of temptation may evolve, becoming more challenging in different ways. However, they also affirm that with God's grace and a practice of virtue, individuals can overcome temptation and grow closer to God. The key lies in remaining steadfast in sacramental life, spiritual reading, seeking guidance from spiritual directors or mentors, and, of course, prayer. In light of this advice, I encourage all of you to pray the rosary daily. Our Lady promised that those who pray the rosary receive her special protection. So if you do not already pray the rosary, I strongly encourage you to start. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.